on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Parents, before you get matching outfits for your kids for 4th of July, take a listen to this.
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
Yes. All right. This is called Nieces Know Best, y'all. We came up with the concept of this. I don't want to say we ripped it off from just any standard 90s TV show from the, you know, TGIF or whatever that show was that you used to watch on Friday nights with the fam. But that's exactly what this is. It's a complete ripoff. We don't have any original ideas on the show. We're not that creative. It's a feel-good segment with Jess and her niece, Maya. Who's Maya, Jess?
Maya is my 11-year-old niece. All my family is on the West Coast, so once a week I have a chat with her just about like different things that are going on in my life or that are just going on in general. And so I wanted to ask her how she felt about matching fits because for me, one of my like fondest memories was going to Old Navy and getting like matching 4th of July shirts with my parents.
Yes,
but apparently not all kids felt like that.
So 4th of July is coming up, and I feel like 4th of July is one of those holidays that a lot of families like to wear matching outfits for. But I wanted to ask you, like, how do kids actually feel about matching family outfits?
Honestly, I really like it. Well, sometimes I like them. Because I remember for Christmas, we got matching rainbow pajamas.
Yes.
And I love rainbows, and I love colors.
Yes.
So that is definitely a great memory, and I really liked those matching pajamas. But, like, it could either be a hit or a miss.
Okay.
Like, the rainbow pajamas were a hit.
Yeah.
But
matching 4th of July t-shirts with fireworks on them?
I only like matching outfits in Christmas. There, oh. I said it.
Okay. See, and that's why I wanted to ask you, because I feel like there's certain holidays where families wear matching fits, and for some it works, and for some it doesn't.
Thank you for understanding, Mary.
But what are you not down for about it?
I like 4th of July, but it's not my favorite holiday. Like, yes, we're celebrating America and hot dogs and Mustang trucks and football and all that stuff. But do we really need all that yada yada? When I see those fireworks, I'm like, there go my taxes.
Okay, and you don't want to wear matching outfits while you're watching them?
No.
Okay, thank you. I love you. Happy.
I love you.
Enjoy the fireworks, I guess.
Thank you. I love you too.
What is the voice?
This girl, y'all, this girl and her beef with fireworks. Do you remember last year?
I don't know where the voice is.
I don't know. I don't know where that was coming from either. Okay. But do you remember last year I asked her about like what is it she likes about fireworks? And she literally was like, I don't like them. Like, I don't like the process of going to see them.
Yeah.
And so I don't know.
It's kind of a racket. Right? Fireworks kind of a racket.
So I don't know why she continues to have beef with them.
I think Maya brings up a good point, which is like, 4th of July is no one's favorite holiday, right? Like,
I don't know.
I mean, have you ever met anyone that's like, 4th of July is my favorite? I mean, it's a fine holiday. It's fine. There's like, you can like a cookout, and you can like, I mean, I think fireworks shows are wildly overrated.
I love fireworks shows.
For what you have to put into them. We should discuss this later on. We don't have enough time to get to. For what you have to put into a 15-minute fireworks show, it's complete BS. Have you ever met anyone in your whole entire life, though, that's like, my favorite holiday is the 4th of July?
No.
No, it doesn't happen. It's no one's favorite. It's fine. You get the day off. You can wear a matching shirt. It's fine. You can't. It's fine. You can put on your tacky shirts and whatever.
They're not tacky.
They're tacky. I never in my life met one human that's like, oh my God, the 4th. Yes, this is it. This is my day. This is what I'm all about.
But what if
it's
it
fine.
Is?
Charlotte, have you never met a 4th? A 4th favorite?
It's my the kind of people.
It's
I
just
know.
It, no one has because they don't exist.
Hey.
It's because they don't exist, and it's just.
But I don't
there
know.
Could be, there
I know.
Could be someone
Wait, there
out
could.
There who's like,
what's there to love about it that much?
There's a lot of
the
things.
Food
and
I'm not, good,
listen,
but
I'm
also
not saying
Thanksgiving is better for food.
And that's the thing. It's not the best. I'm not saying you can't love America. It has nothing to do with your love for America. I'm just saying it's no one's favorite holiday. Period. It's just not that great at any one thing. I would even argue the fireworks are. If you're like, oh my God, the fireworks are the best. No, they're not. They're better at New Year's Eve. So
are
like,
you sure?
Yeah, hands down. Hands down. It's no one's favorite holiday. All right. Anyway, it's not me. It's a child segment. I just took it over. Anyway, there you go.
Classic Kramer.
Oh, someone just texted. It's their favorite holiday.
No, it's
there
not.
You go.
No, tell them to call. Tell them to call. Call them.
They said, okay, my favorite holiday is 4th of July. Exactly. I don't want to yuck anybody's yum. I think it's kind of, that's a crazy statement to make.
We'll call them on the phone. We'll get them on. Because it's, for what?
Oh, wait,
for
I got
what?
Two saying that.
We'll get them on the phone in a second. Who is this? Ashley. Ashley wants to argue this. Ashley, you say 4th of July is your favorite holiday? Out of all the options you can choose of all the holidays, 4th is your favorite?
Absolutely.
Now, why? Ooh. Whoa, first off, tone. Okay, what? Why? Why?
First off, it gets all the summer vibes. Mm-hmm. You get the iconic hot dog. You get to fight over whether you're team ketchup or relish.
Okay,
sorry,
Jess,
not team relish. Oh,
okay, but still.
You get fireworks, the community comes together and everyone's peaceful. Everyone's happy. Everyone's there. Everyone's feeling the vibe. Like,
that's
you're just there for the vibe.
You're what? Right. You know what?
There for the vibe?
It is vibey. I would say because, like, the cookouts, you know, you're going to be out somewhere. Like, you're going to have a couple of drinks, possibly. You're for sure having a hot dog. Like, honestly, I feel like.
But that over Christmas? I mean, if everyone's there for the Christmas vibe,
no,
what do you mean over that?
But
what?
I can get it. Like, depending on what kind of spread you're into, like, if you're more of like a summer vibe, like, that's what you're looking forward to.
You can say that
to.
About Labor Day cookouts, too. I'd say they're just as,
but there's
just
no,
as good,
but there's
right?
no fireworks, though.
That's so true.
I mean,
you know,
yeah, and the Christmas vibe is you have to give something, you have to make, you're like expecting something.
Okay.
With the 4th of July, you're not expecting anything besides fireworks and a sunny, beautiful
Wait,
thing.
Your phone is really breaking. This is AI. This is an AI call. I don't know. This is a bot. This is a bot. Yo, somebody set this up.
No, you're
me
messing
off
with
this
her.
Morning.
You're
Yo,
messing
this is a
with
bot.
Her.
This is not a real person. This
Wait,
is not
Ashley,
real.
Ashley,
ChatGPT.
Say it again. Say it again, Ashley. You cut out, unfortunately.
Oh, it's the summer vibes of just being there and
ChatGPT. Y'all are trying to set me up over here. That's not a real human.
Are
that
you was, messing that with was, her
no,
connection
was,
on purpose?
No, I promise y'all, that's AI.
Did
that's,
you turn
that's,
her
that's
down?
Clearly, that's clearly not
she
real.
She just wants the 4th of Jew vibe.
Charlotte. Oh my goodness.
She just wants to.
No, did you hang up on her? Did you hung
that
up
was
on
fake.
Her? You hung up on her.
That was a fake call.
You know
call.
What? You can't control the argument to where you're only
Jess,
right in hanging up on people. You're getting crazy.
Create a prompt to call Mix.
Kramer just hung up on this woman.
Like I said, no human
you're
likes
nuts.
4th of July. He just likes the
I genuinely
life.
That's not true. I genuinely believe her. And I really believe her when she said, I believe her.
The robots are taking over, y'all. Watch out.
Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily. And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars. Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore. And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.